This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Every week is that we on the Good Day program invite in the talented Jennifer Horn to discuss with us what's going on in the world of news talk radio on the News Talk Review, the talk radio review, the roundup of the hot hits from the charts that is every week produce the chart. I guess singular because it's one chart, right? A multitude of charts would be the charts that are produced from weekend to week out. Am I correct grammatically, ladies? Are we all set now?
I believe you have covered it, yes.
Thank you. Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, story list for this week from Talkers Magazine, starting off with the storms in California. So here we have the stormy weather lady. I had a friend who was on one of the radio stations. I don't know, it was in Northern California. Her name on the air was Stormy Weather.
We have our weather guy is Dallas Rains out here.
Even yes.
Not Dallas,
and they're,
Los Angeles.
Been there for 100 years?
Yeah.
He's been there a long time.
One of
all right, so Jennifer, give us a weather. I'm going. I didn't even talk with you about having breakfast on Sunday. I don't know. What am I doing?
You haven't talked to me about that, no.
All right. Well, anyway.
All right.
So I'm there. Yes, let's find out. Let's get a weather forecast for California for the weekend, please. And
well, for the weekend, wonderful. You're going to be really happy. It's cold, for California, but it's also going to be dry. We're going to dry out, I don't think. We had the last little bit of a storm on Thursday night, which surprised everybody because, of course, all the Dallas Rains of the world said, oh, it'll just be a little sprinkle and then downpour on Thursday afternoon.
There it comes.
But I think the rain is out of the forecast for the next few days, and it's sad because we really do need the rain. I love the rain.
Still?
Everything is so clean. Everything is so green.
Yeah.
But
other than the mud that slid down onto the PCH,
a lot of mud. There's mud. There is a lot of damage, and I'll tell you what the thing that nobody talks about that I think probably impacts people more than anything, because obviously if you're in the burn area or if you're in these areas where there's significant damage, and there are those things. I mean, there was a 15-foot sinkhole that opened up by my office. It just two cars stacked on top of each other, just driving along. And
or by that bus terminal that's there? You mean over there?
On the other side of the freeway where they do some TV shootings and stuff. They do a lot of stuff up in the Rocky Peak area, and that's where this is. And so scary. They had to use an airlifted helicopter to rescue these two girls who were stuck at the bottom of a pickup truck. They had a pickup truck on top of them.
Oh, yeah.
Thankfully, everybody was okay. But
sounds like you sure wasn't there. They weren't shooting La Brea over there? That's
right.
Something that
I do love that show. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
The thing that nobody talks about, because I think it's just very minor, are the potholes that have opened up all throughout Los Angeles. As I've been driving around, I can't tell you how many have either snuck up on me or how many I've swerved to avoid. With all that rain, the streets are literally just washing away. And so you've got these pretty big potholes that I'm sure are taking out people's tires and their cars, probably in bulk, but nobody really talks about that because it's pretty minor compared to big devastation, but yet it matters. It's pretty annoying.
Yeah, well, listen, we go to California for the sunshine, lollipops, and roses. So you might as well stay away and wait for the good weather to come in the next month or so. Number 9 on the story list, the situation with the economy in China. Interesting, we have 3 or 4, actually, stories on the countdown list this week that are sort of related to the economy, the economic forum that was taking place this week, the economy as it is impacted by layoffs, like some of the big companies, Microsoft announcing, and so have the other big tech companies, layoffs, the debt ceiling, and what comes as a result of what, who knows, you know, frankly, where this is all going to go. And does people say, well, our debt ceiling doesn't affect anybody else? Well, of course it does, because we're borrowing money, whether it used to be from China. I'm not sure it is anymore. I don't know. I would love somebody to do some research. This is a suggestion only. Where is Yeah, we all keep fighting, borrowing all the money from China. I'm not sure that's the case at all now, because they got their own problems. That's a great research paper for a PhD thesis at Indiana University, or maybe here on this program.
I wonder how many people even know where the money comes from.
Well, I think that's what let's look and see. The legal limit has been hit on how much money we can borrow, the government can borrow. So does that mean that we can't pay our bills? I suppose, in a manner of speaking.
There's so much misinformation about the debt ceiling and so much fear-mongering. As soon as the debt ceiling was reached this week, if you looked at the front page of CNN, Republicans weaponizing the government, what do you need to do now? How will this affect you? Is the United States
nonsense?
I mean, all of this fear-mongering. The debt ceiling was put into place to try to limit the ridiculous, reckless spending by the government. And so the reason we have to, when we reach our debt level, Congress has to vote on raising it. But what should come with raising it is figuring out where to make some cuts as well.
It's
going to be fiscally responsible instead of just raising. We had a balanced budget with Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton back in the 90s. If we're going to continue to borrow more and if we're going to continue to spend more, we have to make cuts. And, you know, Democrats and Republicans don't want to do that because it's not popular. But somebody needs to. We're just going to spend ourselves into oblivion and we're not going to have anything.
But how do we keep doing that? And yet they talk about tax cuts and things like that. You know, where is the money coming from? That's what I'm interested in. Frankly.
Well, can you ever pay it back? So if you pay...
Well, that's
it. If you're paying a credit card, and a lot of people are likening this to a credit card, if you're maxing out, let's say your credit limit, just for the point of this, $5,000, and you're maxed out at $5,000, but you're paying your minimum payment, do you call your credit card company and say, hey, can you raise me up to $10,000? And they might. So then you're paying your minimum payment, but you're not paying any more, and now you have $10,000 worth of debt. How long do you think your credit card company is going to keep raising you without you actually paying off your debt? It's not going to happen very long. And that's what worries people about the creditors of the United States, whoever they are. And you bring up a good point.
That's what I'm looking at.
Can we take?
Yeah. Here, to compare what we have here.
Think about the money we pay in interest. Like on our budget right now, it's something like $800 billion or something we pay just in interest on our trillion-dollar debt.
Yep.
So if you started to get that debt down, think about the savings. Forget how do we pay for all this. You'd actually be saving the taxpayers' money because we wouldn't be paying for interest that gets us nothing.
It's too easy to snowball or to just kid or fool the public because they aren't focused on it the way you just explained it is a brilliant way of explaining it, frankly. So the national debt right now is around $31 trillion, give or take a couple of billion. So that compares to the UK that has 10% of the debt that we do. Japan has at the moment about $12 trillion in debt. China owes, this is very interesting, China has $5.5 trillion in debt. India, $2 trillion. So where does this, if you look at the global debt levels of countries all around the world, it's higher than it has ever been. And what it looks like, according to the Institute of International Finance, is that countries are borrowing from each other. Like we're borrowing from the Chinese are borrowing from us.
Yeah, so what's...
What a shell game. The banks are the only ones that are... Man, I never really looked at it this way. But... You know, we have a gross domestic product here of $80 trillion. So what is $30 trillion to $80 trillion? That's about two-fifths of the productivity of this country goes to paying the debt, to translate what Jennifer said in a little different way. Do you get it that way? They've got problems, so their stimulus packages are being, you know, we think it is just here, but it's been all around the world because of the pandemic. Thank you, China. So the question again is, where do we get the new piles of cash if we're all borrowing from each other?
Yeah, and what's real? How much cash is really left? Who's the guy that's got the cat?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let me go to make those loans.
This is a money game, a cash game, a shill game. And if you've taken Economics 101, and you see, okay, well, we get that the taxes paid by our citizens are paying the interest so that we can, but are we paying it down? Doesn't look like we're paying it down. No. How do you have, again, back to what Jennifer just said, a great example of the difference between the interest payment that you make, which is all we're paying, and principal and interest, which you have to pay if you have a credit card or a mortgage or anything like that. This is, I don't know, is this confusing, or are we better, do we understand this better? The money that we're...
I think yes and yes. It is so confusing to consider a huge amounts of money like that, but that's why it's important to simplify it down into stuff that we understand about our own life, and I think then that makes it sensible. But I was, my brain was literally hurting as I was thinking this through. I was driving, because I was thinking, as I'm driving around, I have a long commute, and I was thinking to myself, like, who's the original guy? Like, is there any real money that's associated to
his money
that,
really
or
exists?
Is it just fake? Right.
Yeah. Is it just numbers on a page? Mm-hmm. You look at your bank statement. Okay.
Well, that's what it seems like. And you look at all the billions of dollars they keep spending towards this or towards that, or specifically Ukraine.
Exactly.
Well, but you look at when it comes to the debt itself or the money that's being borrowed and the interest that's being paid, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. One of the ways that the government guarantees there'll be a return is to issue bonds that will go. Remember, during World, you studied this during World, the history of our country, the first bonds were raised during World War One. And then war bonds continued to be issued during World War II. I remember buying bonds as a youngster. I remember having, instead of a savings...
I had a bunch that I had.
Did you?
Somebody gave me for, like, my baptism that my mom finally handed over to me.
Yeah.
And it was kind of exciting. And then I just found a couple more. I'm actually looking at them on my desk when I cleaned out my office. They're United States savings bond. This one is for $50 from 1978.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So I may be rich, baby. I don't know how much you're mature at, but we'll see.
The Talk Radio Review brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, RVs, for protection on the road and on the water, pretty much everywhere. See how much you can save. Dial them up at 800-PROGRESSIVE. If that's easy for you, you can go online to progressive.com. It's 18 past the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry?
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
From the creators of Kentucky Fried Chicken comes the Taste Good Holiday Event of the Year. KFC's $5 Famous Bowl. Starring crispy chicken, creamy mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, and everyone's favorite, melty cheese.
I'm in love with you, Famous Bowl.
Treat yourself to the bowl critics are calling a whole lot of food that even a Scrooge couldn't resist.
Ah, humbug, that's tasty.
Gift yourself a KFC Famous Bowl for just $5. Now on the app and at a Kentucky Fried Chicken near you. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's 23 after the hour now. Those of you who listen daily to the Good Day program with Jay and me and Jennifer from time to time know that at this point in each hour, you look at your watch, wait a minute, it's 23 past the hour, time for social media, time for questions and answers, comments from people, and just added to the list of items, the people list includes Alec Baldwin, because he has been charged with manslaughter. How they come up with this is beyond me. But anyway, there are already people who are talking about this, Jay. So what are our listeners saying about Alec Baldwin and also... The Armorer, both of them have been, what's her name, Hannah Reed Gutierrez?
Hannah Gutierrez Reed, also being charged. Well, Johnny Powell chimes in, anyone with any common sense knows that you always check any gun yourself personally to make sure there are no live rounds in it, so I believe he should be held accountable for these actions.
No way. No, well, why would you, if the person who's on set in charge of that stuff, I don't see that.
Well, one of the arguments are that he shouldn't be charged as an actor, but more of a producer because he should have been like monitoring this. But this is one of those things where there are other producers. So if he's being charged as a producer, wouldn't the other producers be charged? And sometimes, as we've already covered, people are producers in name only.
Yeah. Yep. To associate power with the film. But there was someone else, but two other people who were charged. I think one person pled out to not guilty misdemeanor charges. I would say a couple of things, because I think this is a horrible accident. I don't think Alec Baldwin, as much as I can't stand him, I don't think he meant to kill. I don't think he meant to shoot anybody.
And the only reason you don't like him is because he doesn't agree with you politically.
I just think he's a jerk. It's not even that. It's just that he punches people down the street and stuff. I mean, there are plenty of people that I love that don't agree with me politically.
That's true.
He just he punches people and, you know, he gets into arguments. He just is kind of a loudmouth. But I don't think he tried to murder this girl. But he did go on television and swear, I didn't pull the trigger. I didn't pull the trigger. I didn't pull the trigger. Guns typically do not shoot themselves. And so then the FBI gets involved. They go through the ballistic tests on the gun. And they say it's perfectly normal and operational. So someone would have to pull the trigger. So again.
And not only pull the trigger, but this type of gun, you have to cock the one thingy back first before even pulling the trigger.
Right. The old style guns, the Colts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, again, they definitely are going to have to look into all of that. But that's the difference, too, between murder and manslaughter, where murder wants to harm the person. Manslaughter, most times they don't want to harm anybody. It's an accident or negligence. Mm-hmm. Moving on, Dan Meyer says, as they should be, agrees with the charges. Greg Donahoe adds, I think the evidence necessitates this, but Baldwin will get his day in court and he can defend himself. And Cheryl Brasick adds, about time.
What do you think that means? About time he was charged?
It's like a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. Well, the slow wheels of justice turning and turning. All right, more importantly, your thoughts on the national debt ceiling and all the discussions that we just had here in the last 15 minutes or so as to the combination of things with the debt ceiling and the economy and how soft the look around the world, the economy soft everywhere. So what are people saying about that, Jay?
Joni Owen says, I wonder why they're allowed to move the number to make themselves look better when if we tried to do that, we would be in jail. Politicians need to take a pay break and help to put the country back on its feet.
Right. David, yeah, who'd you vote for, Ms. Owen? Who'd you vote for? And what are they doing? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
David Slater chimes in. Repair the income tax system so that the wealthy pay for their fair share. Close the loopholes that they use to avoid taxes in general.
Come on. Will you please with that stuff? We have had, maybe Jay was out. Didn't you and I have on Monday a big discussion about the income tax going away because some Republicans filed legislation to eliminate the income tax, and then we talked about the sales tax, the national value added tax, whatever it is.
We did.
This guy, did he learn anything in school about the economy? This is just so, it's preposterous. All right, David, with apologies to you.
But please always feel welcome to share your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Right. Help yourself, and then we'll take care of you. It's 28 after the hour.
You are supply, and lately there's lots of demand. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Before the pandemic, websites were offering to help you find a job. Back to the Future, the help wanted sign is everywhere. So this may be a good time to ask for a raise. The boss will be all ears if you've taken on extra duties while the shop is short-handed. Otherwise, test the waters. You will seem like quite the catch if you ask questions that demonstrate you've done your homework and if you seem eager to pitch in. And when it's time to talk turkey, let them bring it up and assume it's their opening bid. And this is when to ask about benefits, overtime, and other details. For instance, is there a place to park? How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
That's Stefan here for MyPillow. You've helped build MyPillow into the incredible company that it is. The great night's sleep you get from the pillows and the sheets. Well, now let's talk about the six-piece towel set, shall we? This set is made with cotton grown in the United States, making it extremely absorbent, provides that soft feel that you look for in a towel. Set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Retails usually for $89.98. Right now, you can get it for the low price of $39.98. That's it. For all the people listening to the Good Day program, $39.98 for an $89.98 value. Those towels are great. I use them every day in my baths and my showers. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insanely low price of $39.98, the six-piece towel set. Enter the promo code.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The suspect in Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Southern California is dead. Authorities identify the 72-year-old Asian man who they say opened fire near a Lunar New Year celebration at a dance studio in Monterey Park, leaving 10 people dead. At least 10 others were wounded. An apparent targeted attack at a Baton Rouge bar left at least a dozen people wounded by gunfire. 9 victims have non-life-threatening injuries, police say. One congressman says the U.S. should send at least one tank to Ukraine to push Germany to send its own fleet. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Texas Republican Michael McCaul said Germany is waiting for the U.S. to take the lead. The matchups are set for the NFC and AFC championship games. The Eagles will host the Niners, who beat the Cowboys on Sunday night. The AFC pits Cincinnati against Kansas City. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
The Good Day program, the home of great conversation, if I do say so myself, every weekday morning or every weekday, depending on where you are around the country or what the station is doing. Programs on the air early in the morning during what they call morning drive, mid-morning, sometimes in the evening. Out in Guam, you can hear us right now. It's like 8 o'clock at night or something. Isn't it cool to be heard here, there, and everywhere? You can follow us easily, gooddayshow.com, with the podcasts that we have, the downloads every day, and the complete program airs all day, every day, if I can give you a listening and dancing promotion for the program, because a lot of people are listening to this hour of the program may not listen during the week, as this is the complimentary piece that goes with the official talk radio countdown show. So stations carry 2 hours, the countdown, and then this conversation with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. But just if you want to go back and see or hear, you won't see much, but you'll hear what you missed this week, including a discussion, Jay, of the health benefits of bananas. That was a big timer. We had that. Plus, Kim Kardashian, Jennifer, added that the big piece to her jewelry collection that she spent, what was it, $180,000 on? That was
nearly $200,000, which I really would have thought would have gone for more, but it already went for double what the original asking price was.
Right. And it belonged to Princess Diana, for those of you
who
missed the
collection
headline.
Of jewelry of iconic women that have inspired her.
Really? Okay. So that's included in the download, the Good Day download at gooddayshow.com, along with a discussion of the weather on both sides of the country. Todd and Julie Chrisley going to prison. Are they in California, Jennifer? I've forgotten where they...
I don't know. Or Florida. Someplace sunny and warm. I just don't know.
Yeah, they sent them to a nice...
Isn't she in Kentucky? I don't know why I'm thinking
they are together.
In Kentucky.
I think they are together. That was one
and
of the
admittedly,
things.
Admittedly, I know nothing about these people.
Really?
I know they had some weird reality show that I've never watched, but...
Mm-hmm. All right. And also, one of the discussions that people found interesting, as I noticed, the fact that there was a near miss this week in JFK's, on the tarmac at JFK, two planes, one was Delta, one was an American. American plane was taking off, the Delta plane was landing, or maybe it was the other way around. But they came, you know, within like a couple of feet of each other. One's, well, listen, we didn't hit, so what's the big deal? You want to see the rest of the details? Go see the new movie, Plane, with Gerard Butler. All right, so there we have it. Good Day download, gooddayshow.com. Now, meanwhile, back at the ranch, the social media thoughts, because the big deal this week is the economy, is the debt ceiling, the fact that a lot of people have had something to say. I don't want to cut them short, so why don't you give us a few more thoughts that have come from some of our listeners, Jay, with regard to the national debt, the economy, and what else is going on, not only here but around the country in terms of these issues. I mean, not only here but other countries.
Yeah, Mike Willard says that regarding the debt ceiling, neither side has the guts to cut the spending.
That's
Chuck Brand points out, I know that the debt ceiling needs to be raised because of past spending obligations. And so we, the U.S., don't default on our debt, but it's really hard to swallow when you're watching the talking heads debate the point. Terrible GOP, and the ticker across the bottom of the screen says POTUS wants $2.5 billion for Ukraine.
Yep, there we go. Let's have some more. All right, what else? Who do you have?
John Walczak says the entire debate over it is nothing but political drama. The first thing that should be cut is Congress salaries.
Yeah,
and Brian Linetti chimes in, the government needs to go to a Dave Ramsey workshop.
Amen.
That's, by the way, those of you who don't listen to Dave, basically of the callers, cut up your credit cards and only spend cash. That is, you can summarize every three-hour Dave Ramsey program for the last 30 years. That's basically it. Cut up your credit card and save your money. That's just spend cash. Okay, so that may be not a bad idea, actually. So let's go to number eight this week. Speaking of the Supreme Court and what they're doing and the president, yada, yada, there was a gun law ruling in New York this week. I can imagine the people that listen to your program in Los Angeles had lots to say about that, because as New York goes, so goes the nation. Some people say that about California. As California goes, so goes the nation. Not so fast. But there is a lot of stuff since this woman became governor. You know, you can say what you want about Cuomo being governor. At least he seemed to have his head on straight. This stuff is this. What's her name? Hamakala or Homily?
Yes, it's Hamakala.
What is her name? Anyway.
You just made me choke and cough. It's Kathy Hochul is her name.
Hochul, okay. Hocus pocus, really here comes Hocus.
I think you did Hochul and Kamala maybe together. I don't know if that happened.
Yeah. So anyway, in terms of the thing, she's in the news every week. Last week, she made national news by suggesting that New York will not allow gas stoves anymore after, 2035? So what's the story with this gun law ruling? How do you read this? And I don't want to spend too much time on it because I want to talk about what's going on in Florida. But anyway.
Well, it was actually the Supreme Court that was trying to overturn, or they were the people that were fighting this. Gun dealers were trying to fight this, and the Supreme Court overturned it and kept it with Kathy Hochul's ruling, which a lot of people think will probably challenge it all the way up to the Supreme Court level.
The New York
they'll actually
Supreme
have
Court
to hear, yeah, where they actually have to hear a pretty big argument about this because there are legal challenges that have come. So we'll see. It's about the concealed carry permit. Remember last year they struck down New York's requirement for concealed carry permits. There's been a lot of argument about that and whether individuals can carry the handguns outside their home to protect themselves if the home is the beacon of where you can protect yourself, and the Constitution doesn't seem to list that specifically. So concealed carry permits were allowed in New York. That took a hit. So there's been a lot of battles about gun rights in that state, and I would imagine you'll probably hear a pretty big argument about all of this maybe in the next session of the Supreme Court.
Yeah. All right. Moving on I don't take them necessarily in any order, but number five has some significance for a couple of reasons this week. Martin Luther King Day this past Monday, celebrating that. People starting to think about Black History Month. So they celebrated Martin Luther King Day in Florida by having the governor, Ron DeSantis, blocking a high school, or actually all the high schools in the state, from teaching a new advanced placement class, saying that it lacks educational value. This is an African American studies class, and so DeSantis gets involved. Why would you? This explanation, as I read through it, doesn't seem to hold much. He says, though, that this class is contrary to Florida law. Now, whether he's trying to get more headlines because the poll that was conducted by some of the Trump supporters that showed Trump leading this week over DeSantis, which is kind of a ridiculous reality. But I'm wondering, because
why
he
is
did...
that a ridiculous reality?
Because it was paid for by Trump's people, his supporters. Come on, Jennifer. That is just baloney. Anyway, so the State Education Department in Florida rejected the program said the content was objectionable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's objectionable? What is there?
Well, the statement from his office said that it leaves large ambiguous gaps that can be filled with ideological material instead of historical material, and so they don't want to allow that in the state of Florida because they don't feel like it's of value. Since it's ideological and not historical, it kind of sells itself as being an AP Black History class. The College Board is upset about it, and they want to bring the course, obviously. There's a lot of money in this kind of curriculum, too. Mm. And so the fight is on. But there's been a lot of pushback from especially red state governors. Sarah Huckabee just did it for her first day in office. Glenn Youngkin in Virginia. And now Ron DeSantis pushing back against what you would hear most people commonly call critical race theory.
All right. So is this going to leave them open for criticism? Of course, depending on who it is.
It depends. Or celebration. There's a lot of people that don't like the idea of critical race theory because they think that it's teaching revisionist history. Yeah. Now, you know, I just say teach history as history. We have whitewashed a lot of history, but now we are also creating stories that are not true. Using critical
That's been
race
the case
theory.
Of history throughout the teaching of history in this country. The history books are all full of baloney.
So just tell people the real story, let people consume it as they will, and move on.
Mm-hmm. And encourage questions. Encourage asking questions, not just telling people what to think. Teach how to think.
That is the problem.
Realistically, blindly follow things.
Our educational system is full of people being told what to think and not how to think. It is a national disgrace and a danger, frankly, because what happens is we get people on the people list this week. Number eight is George Santos. This guy, how did he ever get elected? Because nobody looked into.
Yeah. What do you mean, how did he get elected?
Well, and you think about, and maybe it's just something that's in TV and film or something, but the people opposing are usually, I thought that they do background research and they follow up with different things. Does that not happen in real life? Because apparently not. In terms of this guy, he totally slid under the radar.
Yeah, he slid on this one.
His mother...
It's whether or not his constituents are going to either vote him out. It's a very short term in the House of Representatives, so he's going to have to run every 2 years, and he's going to have to defend himself to the people that elected him. I mean, there are plenty of politicians who lie to us every day that people still elect. It's going to be, I live in Adam Schiff's congressional district, for crying out loud. He could win all he wants, but he's lied to us over and over.
Right, he's running, but he's going to run for Feinstein's seat.
I believe that's true.
The kid from, what's the TV show, Savage?
Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World, right. He's running there. All right, so Santos says that his mother was inside the World Trade Center. during September 11th. Apparently, there is no truth to that whatsoever. That was the latest uncovering of a falsification, immigration records. There are now researchers who are looking into this. So imagine the amount of money that's being spent now to unearth what this guy is all about.
Well, especially now that you smell the blood in the water. So for the Democrats who want to run against him, for the Republicans who want to primary him, they're going to try to find everything they can now. He's under the microscope. I don't admire his position right now at all. He's going to have people coming at him from all sides.
But he's a dirtbag. He's a lying sack of you-know-what, the stuff that comes out of the back end of my cows. Yep. Okay. Let's see. What have we not talked? Oh, we got to... Let's spend a little time, even though we've talked about the documents and Hunter Biden and that sort of stuff, or will as we move on. Here's the good news, Jennifer. This is big news. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden, number one on the people list. And one of the things that's expected after the State of the Union address, Joe Biden says, I'm going to seek another term as your president. I've done such a great job so far. Why? How could you not vote for me? Right?
Bring up Joe.
Oh, that's bring up Joe. All right, anyway.
Well, I think that a lot of the reason that people are actually, because I've watched media suppression, and we've seen it over and over again. For instance, when they didn't do the Hunter Biden story, and they were saying, oh, it's just a right-wing conspiracy. And now it's actually very real, and the media is like, oh, I guess we got this one wrong. We should have told you that in 2020.
The
FBI came out and said it's Russian disinformation and tried to tamp down the story for Joe. So they do this all the time to work for him. So my thought is that Joe Biden thought that he had some success after the midterms, decided to run for re-election, and now I think the reason that we're hearing about these classified documents is because there are people working to try to keep him from running, and maybe from inside his own party that don't want him to do it again.
Hillary Clinton for president. Waiting to see. You'll see. All right, ladies, thank you. We'll pause for a moment now on the action. It's 10, no, it isn't either. It's actually 48 after the hour on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The bigger your 401k, the better your retirement, right? Wrong. The fact is, with proposed new taxes, another market crash, inflation, and rising healthcare costs, you could be forced to downsize your retirement. Discover the secret savvy investors are turning to for retirement security. A new 401k law that unlocks an ingenious retirement protection plan that could protect your savings from inflation and a stock market downturn while boosting your retirement income as much as 40%. It's all laid out in simple language in a new book from Josh Melberg. His insightful guide is your roadmap to retiring with confidence, and it's yours free with one call. Don't risk a lifetime of work building your retirement. This little-known retirement protection plan could safeguard your wealth and boost your retirement up to 40%. For your free copy of Guarantee Your Retirement by Josh Melberg, call now. Call 800-804-3595. That's 800-804-3595. 800-804-3595.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tom, to talk. Actually, I think number one this week is how many people were arrested in Detroit this week as they tried to steal Ram pickup trucks from the factory in Sterling Heights, Michigan. Huh? I just want to say that. Huh?
It seems to be an ongoing problem for Stellantis, which is what Fiat Chrysler became, to have their vehicles stolen. I think they did it out of the Chrysler factory. Now they're doing it out of the Ram factory. They've done it out of the Dodge factory. You think that there may be an inside job since it's just one manufacturer that's...
Yeah, why is it just Chrysler? That'd be what I'd be asking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Apparently their security is really lax. I ordered a new Chrysler 300 once, and it went missing for a month on the docks in Canada, which I find highly suspicious. So there's shenanigans afoot, Doug.
Apparently. What's on the open market, what's a truck like that? Is it worth as much as it is at retail? Can you get 50 grand for... No.
They have their ways of stealing them, but the manufacturers, and re-licensing them, and then they become cheaper. Otherwise, why steal them? Why not buy them? Yeah. But ultimately, now the manufacturers are getting cleverer, and you can't actually do that anymore because they're putting electronics in them that track them, and and the thieves don't know about those electronics. So they recover many of them later, but by that time, it's just an insurance write-off.
All right, let's talk about buying. To buy or not to buy, that is the question when it comes to buying a new car. There's still supply line problems, although certain brands can get plenty of those cars these days. But there's still some people who are saying, you know what, I don't want to buy a new car. They're adding a Ford diesel 250, $10,000 onto the sticker price, depending on the dealer. I saw one up in New Hampshire, I think it was, $15,000 for a diesel-powered 350 with a snowplow on it. $15,000 over the sticker price, right? And people are paying it.
It's been ridiculous. We've actually seen it during the pandemic of people charging as much as the car.
Yeah.
Just extra fees. Yeah. The thing is that you only buy what is in plentiful supply unless you're willing to pay for it, because you will not get that money back.
No.
It evaporates. So, yeah. And the only one money out of this, by the way, is the dealer. The manufacturers aren't, because they're not producing enough product. Although they've had record profits, it's because they've had less inventory, and they had all that inventory cashed in, and the consumer isn't winning. So the only person that tends to win is the dealer. But on the other hand, if the dealer sells it for cost, that person can flip the car in 2 seconds and make $20,000.
There you go.
So it's not really fair to the dealer, so there's no win here.
Why not have the dealer win it? The Carvana people that bought the auction company, I never remember the name, it begins with an A, the fact they're almost bankrupt, what's going on with that?
Well,
do you have any insight into that?
They were paying too much money for the cars. They had to build out their inventory, so they were offering people silly money for cars, and then when they came to resell them, imagine that, they weren't worth as much.
There you go.
They made a mistake, and ultimately, most dealers are happy with them not winning, because it was killing the dealer's business. But unfortunately, the dot-com boom again.
ADESA is the company, the auction company. You've heard of them all around the country. They were bought by Carvana because they wanted to get the inside track on buying used cars, but that hasn't worked. All right, speaking of buying things, when you buy auto insurance, what's going on there? That's an important component to owning a car, and looks like it's getting very expensive.
Yeah, people aren't considering the things of, like, going to electric cars, considerably more expensive to insure. In fact, some of the most expensive cars, if you group them together on the market, become electric cars. They're expensive to repair if you have an accident, and they're expensive to replace things like the battery if they go wrong. They do cost less to run than a gas car, but you pay on one end or the other. So insurance expected to go up as much as 18% this year.
This is one of the biggest selling ruses almost in the history of the modern era, trying to sell people on the benefits of having an electric car. There are none, zero at this point in time. None. Yeah. I also we got two. Go ahead.
You could pay more money in electricity if you charge at the wrong time than you do gas, so be careful.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So there we have it. If you're looking for a cheap car to run, the advice from Nick is to buy a Honda Fit, it would seem. That's the story. It's now 59 past the hour on the Good Day program. Thanks, Nick.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.